Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning, everyone. So on Valentine's Day last year, my next guest asked his partner to marry him. Since then, oh my God, he has been through so much and he's on the line now to tell us all about it. Andrew Carr, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So what happened to you back in February last year?
So as you said, I proposed to my girlfriend and unfortunately 2 days later I had a stroke.
And how old are you, Andrew?
I'm now 31.
Oh my God. So you propose to your girlfriend. All is going well. She said yes, I presume.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. So she said yes. And then 2 days later, you had a stroke. Was it all of a sudden? Can you explain what happened that day?
Yeah, it was all of a sudden. There was no history of anything like strokes in my family. But what happened was I was back in work on the 16th, mm-hmm. Working from home though. I was working along all day. I was actually talking to one of my colleagues and we had finished up having a little meeting about study abroad before we were just about finishing up. And as I was putting the lid of the laptop down, I got this very strange feeling. And I didn't know what it was really. And it wasn't until after I spoke to my brother. Well, when I say spoke to my brother, I tried to speak to my brother and he couldn't understand a word I was saying. That I realised that somebody realised there was something up then.
Wow. So you had no idea what was happening, so your speech started to slur, and did alarm bells go for your brother then? Did he know he needed to get you to a hospital?
He basically got my father and my sister and then my fiancé, and then I was brought to the hospital.
And Andrew, when did you realise the seriousness of what was happening to you?
I don't think I actually ever fully grasped that at the moment. I was kind of panicked because I went from being able to have a conversation with someone to not actually even tell them that I felt weird.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't tell people that I actually had a pain in the back of my neck or that I was drooling and things like that.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like cut off, but everything was kind of in a haze as well.
Did you think you were going to die?
That thought did cross the mind. I was like, I don't know what this is. I feel so strange.
And after you were stabilised and knew you were going to be okay and going to live, what was going through your head then? I'm sure you were just shook.
I was in shock. I was trying to keep up good spirits, like trying to still have a sense of humour and everything. But for 2 days in the hospital, they didn't actually know what it was.
Wow.
They were treating me just in case it was a stroke, though, but luckily.
Because you had all the signs, but you're a young man, you're 30, this is mm-hmm. uncommon. So when did you find out that it was a stroke? So you're in hospital, was it days later, was it weeks later?
2 days later, they did an MRI, and then they found out it was a stroke.
And do you know what the cause for that stroke was?
I had an undiagnosed hole in my heart, and they reckoned that was actually the cause of it.
Okay. What was the hardest part of all of that?
About a few different things. The first part was going from the high of getting engaged to just
being in hospital.
Not being able to say her name properly and things like that. And then being away from everybody, like family, friends, and again, my fiance it was 8 days in the hospital, which felt like a lot longer.
Was recovery a long process?
Yes. Now, it's fatigue and memory issues are the worst part for myself.
Okay.
But yeah, it was quite difficult because I found sleeping after to be difficult.
And then
because I'm not sleeping, the fatigue gets worse and so on.
My God, it's just a cycle of misery. And Andrew, when did you regain your speech back? Was that fairly quick? When does that happen?
I had a few speech therapy classes after I was discharged with the yearly discharge team.
Okay.
I was able to communicate towards the end of the hospital stay, but they weren't like natural sentences or like properly flung, but I was just grateful that I could actually get a point across.
Yeah. And what have been some of the most challenging parts of your recovery?
That's a good question. It's actually trying to... It's going to sound a bit odd, but it's kind of trying to feel like I was before the stroke.
Yeah.
I come to terms it's never actually going to be the same.
Coming to terms with that, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think in the same way I used to do.
How so?
Whereas if I was given a problem, I'd sit down and I'd go through it. If not, I'd ask somebody for help. But after the stroke, for whatever reason, you just get headstrong and go down a rabbit hole and actually just get really frustrated and angry about things.
And when you were back home, Andrew, were you a decent patient or were you milking it a little bit?
Oh, I was messing and I was given toast the day after I got back and I was laughing. I'm like, you're bringing toast into somebody who had a stroke. It's like, you kind of, that type of stuff.
Where's my steak? Where's my steak? How dare you? And physically, how are you now? I mean, you sound good. Did you have to continue with the speech therapy? Are you still needing assistance?
I'm still actually doing things with the NRH, the National Rehabilitation Hospital.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing some speech classes with them and like OT appointments with them.
It's just amazing they work that they do. You said you found there was, when you came out of hospital, a little support for people like yourself who've been through what you've been through, and the Irish Heart Foundation helped quite a bit. Is that right?
Oh, they did. So I did have the yearly discharge team, but there's only they have limited resources as well, and it was kind of during the worst part of COVID as well. But after that, you're left alone, and you don't really know what's actually going on in your own head. And with the Irish Heart Foundation, you get to talk, or even the biggest part was like you get to listen to other people. And you find ways how they would talk, or you'd hear them talking, then you'd be comfortable actually trying to talk yourself.
And you did a bit of fundraising for them as well.
Yes.
What did you do?
A love run. It was supposed to be a 5K, either running or walking.
Good on you. Come here. Are you still getting married? She's still around?
Yes, she is. She told me that she doesn't want the wedding to be as dramatic as the engagement.
Good on her. And when's it all going to happen?
The 3rd of September this year.
Lovely. Make sure you get the child to Prague and get good weather for it.
Well, isn't that the thing where school's back at the start of September, so it's always going to be good weather?
That's right. That's a really good day to pick because, yeah, you see all them lugging their school bags and the sun splitting the stones. It's an incredible story. I mean, what you've been through at such a young, young age. How is life now?
It's good. I'm almost getting back to work.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait for. I probably regret that after a couple of weeks, but I can't wait to get back. Looking forward to the wedding. I still find sometimes group situations can be a bit draining.
Yeah.
Because the more I have to concentrate, the easier I get tired. But I'm in a better place than I was last year.
Well, thank God. And you sound amazing and you're doing great and doing the 5K for the Irish Heart Foundation. You found a great support, and you can go onto the Irish Heart Foundation website if you want to help them out and donate a few quid. Andrew Carr, thank you so much for talking to me today so well and openly, and I wish you the very best of luck and best of luck with the wedding, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. That was Andrew Carter, 31 years of age, had a stroke 2 days after he got engaged. Oh, he's doing well and doing amazingly. And what an incredible story. And you can go on to the Irish Heart Foundation if you want to give a few quid and help him out, because they do fantastic work. Now, what are we doing now? We'll take a little break and we'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.